It is just after 7 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, which means it is time to talk about a couple of podcasts on the radio. Danae Gibson is with us again this week for Pickapod. Hello, mate.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Super.
That's great. Hey, before we jump into our recommendations this week, the Walkley Award nominees were announced at the end of last week. For folks who don't know, that's kind of like the cream of the crop media and journalism awards. They're the big ones that you want to, it's like a Logie, but for for very important, serious journalistic work.
I thought you might go with the Oscars, but sure, it's a Logie.
Okay, well, bringing it back to WA, back to Australia. There are lots and lots of different sort of categories. One that is always interesting to you and I, particularly for Pickapod, is the categories of radio audio feature and production. One of the podcasts that we've covered recently has been nominated in both of those categories, talking about Patrick Abud and Simon Kunich with The Greatest Menace inside the gay prison experiment.
Possibly my favourite of the year.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I can't
Such
wait to do
good
that
stuff.
List.
Yeah. Such good stuff.
Well, yes, they've been nominated for the radio audio feature and production, which is just awesome. There's a couple of others in that list as well who I've sort of had on my back burner to listen to, which is the Melissa Caddick and the Missing Millions podcast. And there's one called What Happened to the Saudi Sisters. I don't know that one, but that sounds interesting as well.
Yep. For our list.
For our list, our ever-growing.
It never ends, does it?
To get to the bottom of the list.
Well, I think I said, oh, okay, next week we'll talk about this, and then something came out and and I changed my mind already.
That's it. That's all right. There's always time to listen to a podcast and talk about it on the radio. I'm going to start things off this week, and a podcast that lay dormant in my podcast listening app for about 12 months recently popped back up in my feed because they've just released a new season of the ABC's Pineapple Project.
Right.
We've talked about this. We talked about it a couple of years ago.
Really? Wow.
If you don't know, it's a podcast about being frugal, being money smart, and it doesn't talk at you, it talks with you, which is always nice, especially when it comes to things that I don't know about you, Danae, but sometimes I feel out of my depth when it comes to talking about or learning about finance. The way that they do this is they employ very funny people to host the podcast. We've had Claire Hooper and Jan Fran. Nazim Hussain has hosted the last couple of seasons. They're up to season 7 now.
Wow.
It is called Even More Frugal.
Whoa. Okay.
If you've listened to the Pineapple Project, you know what it's about. It's very accessible. They take very complicated and convoluted things like how to buy a house, or if you want to have kids, these are the things that you need to consider financially, and they sort of break it down and talk to you about it in a very easy way. This particular season talks about topics such as house energy and how to conserve and save money in your energy. It also talks about private health and streaming services as well. It's a weird old time in the economy. I don't think I need to tell anybody that. So it's been a nice way to switch off but also learn something in the process. I'm going to take something from the first episode here, which is about the circular economy of buy and sell online. Have a listen to this. There's a lot of good tips and conversations from, I want to call them, experts.
Okay.
Have a listen.
But I don't just want to feel like a savvy shopper. I want to know I am. And I want the seller to know it too.
My sort of top tip is patience. Right. Yeah. Never, when you need something really quickly, probably don't go to Marketplace. Yeah. Like, maybe if you're lucky, you might get something quickly.
Yeah.
But if you want something for a good price, then sit on an item for 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah. One tactic that we have, you know, sometimes employed in the past is sometimes we'll negotiate in tandem. So we'll have it.
What do you mean?
No, so that's price gouging. Don't tell Nazim that.
Oh, you mean you set up another account?
Yes. No, as in I will message the person.
I'll message.
Hey, look, I'm willing to offer this and I'll really lowball them, and then Marty will come up with like a slightly better offer. It makes his offer look a bit better.
Look, we're not. That's not illegal. Yeah,
Marty,
it's not
we're
illegal.
Honestly, okay?
We're not recommending doing that. However, it is a good way to suss them out because you can really find out whether they're like.
You smoke out their bottom price.
Yes, and also you can suss out whether they mean business.
So not all the advice is good advice.
It's noisy.
That's the voices of Marty and Nat from the Housewarming Podcast, which is a podcast we've reviewed in previous months, people swapping horror stories from their share houses. There's lots of good tips on there as well if you're trying to sell on Marketplace. I don't know about you, Danae. I think you like, in my household, have like a Marketplace kitty, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We also helped a neighbour sell something.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. When you get to introduce people to the world of Marketplace. Beck Bowman of Friday Art Beat fame and I were talking about Marketplace on the radio on Friday morning. You can go and listen to that. Otherwise, the Pineapple Project, now in its seventh season, the first episode there, is very fun, and Nazim Hussain is very funny as well.
I feel like we've gone really highbrow this week. I've got something from one of my favourites. I don't know what he is. He's a satirist, a comic, a performer, Randy Rainbow, of the serious name. Do you know Randy Rainbow? Because I know that I've dropped that name several times.
It's very familiar. I'm going to Google a picture in a minute.
Well, go straight to the videos. Randy Rainbow got me through the Donald Trump in Washington era. I'm not sure it's entirely over, but it was really, really heavy, Randy Rainbow made these great parody videos. Does all the work, is a great singer, very funny, smart. This is a very slick, camp, funny podcast. Finally, Randy Rainbow has a podcast. There's only been, I think, three or four episodes. Sean Hayes of Will and Grace mm-hmm. was his first guest. It's just a love-in. They just talk about how much they love each other. If you're looking for something serious, this is not your podcast. John Cryer from Pretty in Pink and Other Things.
Ah, Ducky. Yeah.
Yeah, is the latest. I haven't heard that yet, just dropped. And the one that we're going to take something from is from Carol Burnett. And for those of us who know Carol Burnett, we love her.
Yes.
And if you don't know her, she's amazing.
It's like the all-star podcast lineup there, Danae.
Truly. And I think Carol is 89... years old, mm-hmm. I think, about that now, sounding 25, further proof that singing, dancing, acting keeps you young and vibrant. He has parody ads, he sings a bit, and generally he's just very funny. And in this part, this is from the second episode, Carol Burnett is sharing a story about presenting Q&As on the road.
As I say, I never know what anybody's going to ask. I've been doing this for 40 years before you were born.
Thank you.
I just finished doing 8. I did these because they had been postponed. They had been scheduled 2 years ago, you know, because of the pandemic, they were postponed. So I made up for these last 8. And the audiences were all there. They didn't turn in their tickets. So it was a thrill. So I came out and I would say, oh, well, it only took 2 years, but here we go. And, as I say, it's random. So this one lady, I called on her, and she said, 2 years ago, I bought 2 tickets for my mother and me, and she was 101. And the audience went, oh, and I went, oh. And then she said, and we're here tonight.
Don't tell me. The mother was 103 in the audience?
Yep. She stood up and took a bow.
Oh, my goodness. This kind of podcast reminds me of, like, the Variety Hour, like, telly shows that mm-hmm. used to be on.
That Carol Burnett was brilliant in.
Oh, front and centre, always. Yep. You were right. She is 89 years old and looks fabulous.
Is fabulous.
Is fabulous.
It is the very, very fabulous podcast, the Randy Rainbow podcast. I'm really curious to hear what John Cryer has to say. There's music, there's comedy, there's Randy Rainbow. So smart, so funny. He has a bit where he says, why don't you ring and leave me a message? I'm going to ring him and say, come to Australia. Come for World Pride.
You're dropping the come to Brazil, but come to Sydney Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Via Can you imagine? Perth. Do a live show. We could set it up at the Astor across the road.
Done.
Here.
All right. Yeah. I'm writing it down. It's March 23. Mm-hmm. Randy Rainbow.
For Pickapod this week, the Randy Rainbow podcast, one that has gone straight to the top of my priority listening list, and the seventh season of the Pineapple Project. Maybe you've been listening to a podcast as well. Maybe you'll listen to one of these. let us know. 0405 921 921. Danae, we've got a break next week, mm-hmm. a brief interlude, if you will, and then we will be back the following Tuesday after 7.
Which will almost be November?
Almost, which means it's almost time for our final guest selector of the year will be in November. Great. Stay tuned to find out who that is. Mm-hmm.